I am in the kitchen baking lemon black sesame seed muffins for my 18-year-old son, Hunter. It is a bright mid-July morning, and the sunlight is a soothing coda to the gray Seattle spring we've recently endured. Hunter is newly home from a 3-month drug rehab program where his father and I desperately hope he has been yanked back from his recent plunge into prescription opioid abuse. Our lives have veered savagely off the placid road that Hunter and his younger siblings, Sawyer and Lily, traveled with us in the years before Hunter started using drugs. Our old, safe patterns have become unfamiliar territory. But I am endeavoring to hold on to what is still familiar, baking these small mouthfuls of comfort, a new variation on a recipe I've followed perhaps 100 times. These should be lemon poppy seed muffins, since those are Hunter's favorites. This batch is meant to be a welcome home treat for him. But Hunter's sobriety, so fresh, prompts me to substitute black sesame seeds. Poppies are opiates, after all. Consuming them might spur a positive response on the opioid urine tests we are administering randomly. I take conservative precaution, substituting the benign dark specks for their narcotic counterpart. Hunter, meanwhile, unbeknownst to me, is downstairs in his basement bedroom shooting heroin. We realize, finally, we confront. Hunter bangs out the front door running, clutching his bag of drugs, shouting, "These can't be in our house," to me, and "fuck you," to his father, bound for the street again. Once he is gone, I knit all day, huddled beneath the quilt in the overstuffed armchair where Hunter used to fall asleep when he was a toddler, board books and goldfish crackers by his side. I breathe, light some incense, knit some more. I write a poem, trying to frame the pain to puncture it and pin it down like a butterfly fixed to a board to contain it. But still it seeps and stains. None of my tricks deliver me to solid ground. There is no comfort, and I cannot find a way to save my son. Memories shimmer before me. Hunter's sweet young face, his easy, guileless laughter, his strong, small arms slung around my neck as he jumped up to hug me. Where is that little boy? What part of him still lives inside this drug-addicted teenager?